Section. Context. PX4 Autopilot is the largest open autopilot codebase. 100 plus open issues, 490 open PRs, C++, 17 on NutsX. I recently contributed fixes across the timer driver layer, MicroX RC EDDS client, Mavlink signing, navigator, and land detector, touching 30 plus files across 6 PRs. This post documents the debugging methodology, build infrastructure, and testing patterns that made it possible to work across that breadth in a single session. This is not a tutorial. It's a reference for anyone about to touch PX4 internals and wondering, how do I build this? How do I test this? How do I know I haven't broken something? Section 1. The Docker build environment. PX4 CI uses Docker. You should too. Never install the toolchain locally. It's a moving target of ARM GCC versions, NutsX headers, and Python code gen tools. The canonical dev image is specified in tools/docker_on.sh. Section, building any target. User avoids root-owned build artifacts that block subsequent builds. Cache is critical. First build takes 5 to 10 minutes. Incremental builds take seconds. No. T-flag, the Docker script uses it, but non-interactive builds fail with not a TTY. The build produces build /\ with the binary, .elf, .bin, and .px4 files. Section, why you need multiple targets. PX4 supports STM32, NXP, Canidus, S32K1XX, S32K3XX, RPI, and ESP32. Each platform has its own. Timer driver, IO timered C, GPIO abstraction, DSHOT implementation, LED PWM driver, input capture driver. When I refactored timer_channels, .timer_channel from 1 indexed to 0 indexed, PR number 26845, I had to touch 20 files across all platforms. Building only SIDL would have missed NutsX specific compilation errors. The minimum set. Section 2. Sanitizers, a SAN and TSAN. PX4 supports address sanitizer and thread sanitizer via environment variables. The clean before TSAN is important. ASAN and TSAN are incompatible, and mixing object files from different sanitizer builds produces link errors or false positives. These environment variables are passed through tools/docker_on.sh and consumed by the CMake build system. The compiler flags added are ASAN, O1 optimization, G3, sanitize equals address, FNO omit frame pointer, FNO common, FNO optimize sibling calls. TSAN, O1 optimization, G3, sanitize equals thread. Section, when to use which. For the timer_channel refactor, ASAN was essential. The original 1 indexed code had potential underflow bugs when timer_channel 1 was applied to an unguarded 0 value. ASAN on the SIDL build would catch any array out of bounds at runtime. Section 3, unit tests. This builds the SIDL binary plus all test binaries, then runs CTest. On current main, expect 154 tests. Math libraries, matrix, quaternion, search algorithms. Data structures, intrusive queue, intrusive sorted list. System primitives, HRT, dataman, parameters, perf counters. UORB messaging. Sensor processing, IMU filtering, RC tests. Module-specific tests, control lib, lightware laser. What the tests don't cover. Anything requiring a running simulator, actual sensor data, or multi-module interaction. For that, you need SIDL integration tests. Section 4. Code style enforcement. PX4 uses a style. The CI will reject your PR if style checks fail. The fix flag auto formats. Run this before committing. Common gotchas. Tab versus space mixing. PX4 uses tabs for indentation in C files. Brace placement. Pointer/reference alignment. The style check only examines PX4 source files, not submodules or generated code. Section 5. The code generation pipeline. MicroX RC EDDS topics. The MicroX RC EDDS client's C++ code is partially generated from DDSTopics.yaml. Understanding this pipeline is essential for debugging DDS build issues. Section, what goes wrong? When I fixed number 26799, build fails with all DDS subscriptions commented out, the failure chain was 1. Python Curer, generate DDS topics.py used message underscore map, subscriptions, instead of message underscore map.get, subscriptions. When the YAML key was absent entirely, the script crashed. 2. And used variable error. The generated DDS underscore topics.h unconditionally declared constant 64 underscore t time underscore offset underscore s equals session dash time underscore offset slash 1000. Used only inside subscription callback code. With zero subscriptions, the variable was unused, and WError and used variable promoted it to a build error. 3. And used function error, create underscore data underscore reader, in utilities.hbb was static and only called from generated subscription code. With zero subscriptions, it became and used WError and used function. The fix required changes at three levels. The Python generator, use.get, the MPy template, conditional guards, and the utility header, underscore underscore attribute underscore underscore, and used. Lesson, when debugging PX4 build failures, check whether the error is in generated code. If so, trace back through the generation pipeline. The fix is usually in the template or generator, not the generated output. Section 6. Debugging MicroXRC EDDS Session Lifecycle. The MicroXRC EDDS client is the most reliability-sensitive module in PX4 for anyone running a companion computer. Its architecture. Section. The reconnection bug, number 26022. When the MicroXRC EDDS agent is restarted, e.g., via systemd, PX4 stays running, disconnected forever. 3 bugs prevented reconnection. Bug 1. Session.onPong flag never reset. After the first successful Pong, onPong flag stayed 1 forever. The connectivity checker always saw underscore had underscore ping underscore apply equals true, so the 3 missed pings disconnection condition could never trigger. The agent could be dead for hours and PX4 would never notice. Fix. 1 line, session.onPong flag equals 0. Bug 2. Underscore subs dash reset, never called. Reset, exists, it unsubscribes you orb file descriptors and resets data writers. But delete session, never called it. On reconnection, stale you orb FDS from the previous session persisted, causing the new session's publishers to malfunction. Bug 3. Underscore connected not reset in delete session. Minor but important for clean state transitions. Section, verifying the fix in Docker Siddle. I wrote a test script that runs inside Docker. The actual test output from Docker. Key insight. You don't need Gazebo for MicroXRC EDDS testing. PX4 sim model equals none runs PX4 headless. It starts all modules including MicroXRC EDDS client without any simulator. The agent communicates over UDP localhost. This makes the test fast, 60 seconds total, and Docker friendly. Section 7. Analyzing safety critical code, the LAN detector. The multicopter LAN detector implements a 3-stage state machine. Each transition requires its conditions to hold for a hysteresis period, default 1/3 second, extended to 1 second when distance to ground is observable but currently invalid. Section, the false landed state bug, number 26839. When using OFFBOARD mode with direct underscore actuator control, companion sends motor commands directly, the LAN detector could falsely declare landed mid-flight. The causal chain. 1. Control underscore mode.cpp had no direct underscore actuator branch flag underscore control underscore for enabled state false. 2. Without climb rate control, the LAN detector used permissive manual throttle thresholds. 3. In direct underscore actuator mode, PX4's controllers don't publish vehicle thrust set point, the LAN detector read stale, zero initialized data. 4. Stale zero thrust always satisfies low throttle and minimum thrust. 5. With dist underscore bottom underscore valid equals false, the close to ground check was skipped. 6. Result, ground underscore contact maybe underscore landed while still airborne. The fix was 3-pronged. Add the missing direct underscore actuator branch in control underscore mode.cpp. Track vehicle thrust set point freshness. Only use it if published within the last second. guard both thrust-dependent checks with the validity flag. Lesson: safety critical code paths need to handle the data not available case explicitly. A zero initialized value and a genuine zero thrust command are indistinguishable without a freshness check. The correct default when data is unavailable is don't trigger, not assume worst case. Section 8. MavLink signing, silent security failures. MavLink 2 supports message signing. SHA 256 HMAC over each message. PX4's implementation stores a 32-byte key plus 8-byte timestamp in /mavlink/mavlinksigningkey.bin. The mavsign CFG parameter controls signing mode. Section: the silent failure, number 26813. When mavsign CFG was set to require signing but no valid key was available, missing file, all zero key, except and signed, had this logic. This silently disabled signing, the exact opposite of safe behavior. An operator who configured signing had no indication it was non-functional. Plus logging at every signing lifecycle event. Key load success slash failure, set up signing updates, write errors. Lesson: security features that fail silently are worse than no security at all. They create a false sense of protection. When a security configuration is active but cannot be enforced, the system should log loudly and fail closed, reject, not fail open, accept. Section 9. The contribution workflow. Section PR title format. PX4 CI enforces conventional commits with mandatory scope. Valid types, feat, fix, docs, style, refactor, perf, test, build, CI, chore, revert. Section commit message. PX4 requires signed off by DCO. Use git commit, S, or add it manually. Section the full pre-PR checklist. All of these run in Docker. No local tool chain required. Section 10. Patterns and anti-patterns. Section things that worked. Reading the code before proposing changes. The timer underscore channel refactor touched 20 files across 6 platforms. The Explore agent found all 51 instances of timer underscore channel, one before I changed a single line. Building multiple targets. STM32 and NXP have completely different timer driver implementations. A SIDL-only build would have missed compilation errors and platform-specific code. Testing reconnection end-to-end in Docker SIDL. The Pong flag bug would have been invisible in a unit test. It only manifests after a real session lifecycle. Connect agent death reconnection attempt. Checking how existing call sites work. For the mission resume bug, all 4 call sites of get previous position items were audited. 3 of 4 passed the index directly. The buggy one was the outlier. Section, things to watch for. Generated code errors. When a build fails in a file under build slash, trace back to the template slash generator. Stale build artifacts. ASAN and TSYN builds are incompatible. Always make clean when switching sanitizers. Docker user mismatch. If you build as root inside Docker, then try to build as your user, you'll get permission errors on fetch head and build directories. Always use user equals dollar ID U dollar IDG. The W error wall. PX4 compiles with W error. And used variables and used functions and format string mismatches are all hard errors. This catches real bugs, the DDS subscription fix, but also means you can't leave debugging printfs in your code. Platform-specific channel enums. STM32 channel starts at 1, was 1, now 0. NXP starts at 0. ESP32 starts at 0. RPI starts at 1, was 1, now 0. Each platform's init IO timer channel converts differently. Don't assume consistency. Section, summary of contributions. Every fix was built on STM32 plus SIDL, tested with make tests, 154/154s, verified with check underscore code underscore style underscore all.sh, and where applicable built with ASAN and TSAN. The micro XRC EDDS reconnection fix was additionally verified end-to-end in Docker SIDL with a live micro XRCE agent. The common thread across all 6, read the code, build on all affected platforms, test in Docker, verify the fix doesn't break the thing you didn't change. Running PX4, ROAST2, interface, lib integration tests against PX4 SIDL. Migrating PX4's ROS integration tests from Gazebo Classic to SIH. FiberNAV Sim Project.